Force One back in D.C. now. The motorcade just leaving Joint Base Andrews. Weather's too rough for Marine One to fly back to the White House, so it's going by motorcade. Is the president back from his summit in Singapore with Kim Jong-un? And the pundits continue to blather on. So many pundits have been wrong for so long, however, that it's amazing they still make any prognostications at all. The predictions that have failed one after another includes ones like President Trump's behavior was reckless and would certainly lead to war, likely a nuclear war with North Korea. Donald Trump would never be able to do anything of any interest with Kim Jong-un. June 12th would be an impossible date to be prepared for such an agreement or in a summit, and it would have to be postponed. President Trump would never be able to get China to apply maximum pressure on the North Koreans. President Trump could never secure the support of Russia for sanctions against Kim. The United States could never get support from the United Nations Security Council. And if a summit were scheduled, Kim would never show up anyway. Every single one of those predictions were the talking points championed by the left, and every single one was proven completely wrong. Yet these same babbling, frothing seers parade out each day more prophecies of doom, gloom, and failure for Donald Trump and his administration. Remember, these dolts are the same ones that have made a whole series of other predictions as well. Many of these folks, if you look back, predicted Barack Obama could never defeat the Clinton machine and Hillary Clinton. Then they set their sights on Donald J. Trump and appear to have been wrong ever since. Here's another host of forecasts they made about Donald Trump. They being at the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, and elsewhere. Trump's never going to run for president. Trump doesn't really want to be president. Trump is only running to make more money in the next season of The Apprentice. He'll drop out soon. Trump can never beat serious candidates like Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz. Trump can never win the nomination, will never be the nominee. Trump's numbers will nosedive long before the primaries get rolling. Trump can't get enough delegates to secure the nomination anyway. Trump can't maintain a campaign through November. Trump's going to lose every single debate. Billy Bush and the tape have ended the Trump campaign. Trump can't compete against Hillary Clinton. Trump's going to destroy the Republican Party. Trump's going to destroy America. Donald Trump can never win the general election. And Donald Trump will certainly never win in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or North Carolina or Florida. It just isn't possible. Trump will never make it through his first 100 days. President Trump will fail to get anything done. President Trump will never pick conservative justices for the federal courts. Trump won't be able to cut taxes for the American people. Trump can't defeat ISIS in a few months. Trump won't be able to leave the Paris Climate Accords, and he won't be able to renegotiate NAFTA. There's no way he can lead a deal on Dodd-Frank. Congress will never let Trump roll back regulations. Trump's going to cause World War III. Trump will be our last president ever. Trump will never be able to move the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And if he did, moving the embassy will take years and years. Putting together a summit with Kim Jong-un will take years and years. Trump will never get GDP to 4% or better. Unemployment will never fall below 5% when Donald Trump was president, and certainly never below 4%. As president, Trump will never be able to improve veterans' administration. Trump will never be on good terms with China. Trump can say what he wants, but he can never have any serious impact on Syria. Trump will never get anything done with Kim Jong-un because he could never get a summit in the first place. It is truly breathtaking how many times these allegedly serious commentators have been wrong and how wrong they have been. It's not just that they missed by an inch. In most cases, these folks missed by a country mile. Yet today they're howling like smashed cats. And they want us to take them seriously. We shouldn't. Even more telling is the fact that scores of these so-called experts worked in previous administrations. I should point that out because those previous administrations failed in ending nuclear proliferation in North Korea every single time. They all failed to prevent Kim Jong-un from obtaining the very weapons of mass destruction our president Donald Trump is working to take off the table right now. Why would we listen to these people at all? They all failed, and their administrations failed to do anything even close to what Trump has done. And I've also noticed, as you probably have too, that not one of the shrill detractors of Never Trump critics have offered up one single idea on what they would do differently that would be more effective than sitting down face to face to discuss peace with Chairman Kim Jong-un. What would you do differently? What would you suggest we do that hasn't been tried by your failed administrations previously? And why would we not follow a new path with this president? And the answer is, well, the fact is they don't have an answer. If you read the New York Times or the Washington Post or watch the liberal cabal news networks, you realize quickly that most of these experts are in full-on panic and actively looking for anything to discredit the president. Their real focus now is on stopping the ever more likely re-election of the 45th president. That, of course, can never happen. Just ask them. They'll boldly tell you about the impending blue wave, Russian collusion, and the end of the Trump presidency. By the way, none of that will happen. The left-wing echo chamber media has been wrong almost too many times to count when it comes to the American and world phenomenon known as Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. As I have been telling you for a long time, Trump will deliver a peace accord to officially end the Korean War. He will bring an end to the nuclear pursuits of North Korea, and he will deliver prosperity to the North for the very first time. Again, bank on it. He will deliver all these things for the first time in 65 years. Oh, and a couple more things. When Donald Trump says, I'd like to bring the troops home at some point, the 30,000 American service personnel that are in Korea, give or take 30,000, and the left goes berserk. The left hates the military. Why would they go berserk? Because it's all about politics. And for Trump to say, I'd like to bring them home at some point. Wouldn't that be nice? Because whenever America goes somewhere, America never leaves. Germany, France, Korea, Japan. How many bases do we need around the world? Honestly, with the technology and the abilities that we have today, why do we need bases in so many places? Talk about a waste of resources. I believe, and I've said that for 6 years now. Oh, and one more thing. In places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, the president will outperform the polls once again this November, as he has done ever since he got into the race in 2015. President Trump will enjoy a rare midterm election with his party picking up momentum, not losing it, and giving him even more political clout to continue with his agenda. We have an example from South Carolina just yesterday. And I'll talk about that in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you up and ready. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.